Whenever you go to LAX, at the center of the horseshoe, that clogged road that runs past every terminal, is a building that you just know. It is part spider, it is part spaceship, and it is every bit a part of the airport as anything else there. The iconic theme building was designed by a team of architects that included a man named Paul Revere Williams. Williams, who was African-American, was one of L.A.'s foremost architects of the 20th century, and later this week, he's posthumously getting a prestigious award. Frances Anderton hosts KCRW's DNA, Design and Architecture, and she joins me right now to talk about Williams and his efforts across the Southland. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
Tell me a little bit about the buildings that Paul Revere Williams designed here in Los Angeles.
Well, there's so many. You obviously just mentioned the LAX theme building, iconic for Los Angeles. There's also the Los Angeles County Courthouse, the first AME church, Saks Fifth Avenue. He built many private residences for celebrities of the day, Frank Sinatra, Burt Lecq, Lucille Ball, Desi Arnaz. This was an architect who was sort of right at the heart of an affluent set in Hollywood, as well as doing some of the city's major civic buildings.
He was so well regarded, Francis, in a time when there weren't very many African-American architects anywhere, not just in Los Angeles, but anywhere in this country. So how did he overcome those obstacles to be so successful?
Let's just say he was licensed as an architect by the state of California in 1921. He became the first African-American member of the American Institute of Architects, the AIA, in 1923. So he was the first, okay, of a generation.
We're talking just 60 years after the Civil War, by the way.
Right. We're talking Jim Crow. This was a man who was known by all who encountered him as extraordinarily sort of elegant and charming. And he also had to suffer, even as he was embraced by this affluent white, we have to say, community, he also had to sort of suffer indignities in doing so. He had to develop techniques to make himself accessible and acceptable to his clients that, frankly, are shocking. For example, the man taught himself to sit opposite his clients and draw upside down so he wouldn't have to sit beside them and make them feel uncomfortable. When he greeted a client, he would put his hands behind his back so the client would not feel they had to shake his hand.
One thing that's symbolic, perhaps, of changing times is this award that he's receiving. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's long overdue, but better late than never. Yes, this Thursday at the AIA convention that takes place in Orlando, this is the national convention for the American Institute of Architects, Paul Williams is going to posthumously receive a gold medal. That's the highest medal the AIA gives. Members of his family are going to be there. It's really a long overdue accolade for an architect who made a huge impact, both in terms of the architecture and in terms of the inspiration that he left for future generations. And about that, let's hear from Gabrielle Bullock. She is head of global diversity at the firm of Perkins & Will at the LA branch.
Paul Williams represents what could be accomplished at a time when it was so unlikely that an African-American architect could be so successful while dealing with the challenges of, you know, the racial obstacles at the time, and a role model for future African-American and all architects of color.
Role model, indeed. And Francis, I mean, there is a big anniversary this week, too, not to be forgotten, of course, the 25th anniversary of the L.A. riots. And there is a connection to Paul Revere Williams as well, because some of his history was erased from that.
Yeah, that's a kind of sad, ironic event that took place during the civil unrest. Protesters set fire to the headquarters of the Broadway Federal Savings in South L.A., and that destroyed everything inside, including many of the professional papers and letters of Paul Revere Williams.
Irony of ironies, certainly. The LA riots, of course, that we're remembering this week, and also Paul Revere Williams is getting this big award. Frances Anderton, DNA airs Tuesdays, 2:30, right here on KCRW. Frances, thank you.
You're so welcome, Steve.